Nothing in this recording is intended as investment advice, and the people in this recording may hold positions in the companies they talk about. Do not make any investment based solely on a tip or recommendation. Please do your own research.
Hello and welcome to Zach's Traders Cafe. Today I'm joined by Jonathan Owen, who's CEO of Metals One. How are you today, Jonathan?
Hi, Zach. Very well. Good to be with you.
The early part of the summer, the first part of the summer, has seen you come up with decent, significant, transformational news, but it hasn't been reflected so far in your share price. What do you think the market is missing?
I think it's a case of people, you know, getting eyes on us at the moment amongst a raft of, you know, very successful shares in the small microcap area. So our turn will come very shortly, I have no doubt. And we saw yesterday the volume starting to pick up on the back of some really positive news as we announced we're commencing drilling in Norway. And of course, there's anticipation now for us to kick off the preliminary economic assessment on our Finland project. So I'll be appointing a contractor to do that in the next week or so.
Market cap of 2.5 million. So it's not as if you are highly rated at the moment. I mean, is there any idea of what you think that the value is in Metals One?
Oh, absolutely. We listed at about 5p last year on the back of really the two projects, the cornerstone projects, off the back of the valuation on those. I mean, the valuation, in my mind, in terms of inherent value, hasn't changed. In fact, it's improved. We've increased our resources in Finland by twofold, and we've with our partner Kingsrose Mining invested over $3 million Aussie dollars in the Norway project. So you factor that in, you know, we should be well above the 8 million mark at the moment. So plenty of room to close. And if you look at the peers across the water on the TSX who are focusing on similar projects, similar commodities at a similar scale to us, you know, we're orders of magnitude undervalued in comparison. So it's the only way is up, Zach, as far as I'm concerned.
I mean, that's the other thing is obviously with the explorers, but people are always worried that the more you find, the more money you will need to get into production. But you do have that sort of question answered, don't you?
Well, we have the EU ace up our sleeve, which is strategic project status, which we're applying for once the PEA is completed. That unlocks that for us. And what that gives us then is the access to EU financing, project funding, including non-dilutive funding in terms of in the form of EU grants. And then the permit fast tracking, which will help us move the project through to production quite quickly in a matter of a handful of years and not the decades that some people believe it takes. So those opportunities are there for us to pick up in the new year.
And I suppose the obvious thing there is that the downside has been explored by the market, but at these levels, really, there's literally nothing to lose in terms of investors looking at this, what you've got in your portfolio, and you developing that, and probably as you've done last month, increasing the resource estimate as well.
That's right. If you just look at us simply from a shell value alone, we're not far off that valuation. You throw in strategic projects, strategic mineral plays. Yes, we have one in exploration. We have another in development, so that carries with it a significantly lower risk profile to a pure exploration play. So there's a lot of value that we need to that we hope the market will recognise very quickly.
And just run us through your thinking in terms of Gunsind and that agreement that you had that you tore up and then you actually invested in yourself. You invested in the project yourself.
Exactly. It was. You know, we acquired the Finnish project. Bearing in mind, so Gunsind, for those that know, had farmed into at the asset level into our Finnish project, and we obviously saw the value in the project by virtue of the fact we acquired it. But as we got under the hood of it on listing, we really saw that there's huge potential there, and we took the opportunity to claw back the ownership. So we're sitting back at forgive me for the maths, at about 92.5% ownership, and we have the option to take that up to 100 at any time of our choosing in the next year or two. So, and the other thing then, the aspect to it, of course, is that Gunsind's farming was a staged payment over four quarters, and it's quite challenge, in fact, to plan and to execute an operating so a work program effectively, commit to contractors and drill contractors when you have a staggered payment like that. So to have the cash in the bank on that day of placing a month or so ago, that's put us in a much better position now to secure drill contractors, to secure the consultants to do the PEA now, and to rapidly move this project forward.
So just the other week, you announced the commencement of drilling at your Norway project. Presumably, there'll be more news flow regarding that, and that should be supportive to the Metals One cause.
Absolutely. So we expect to announce the completion of the drilling in September, and then followed by the assays in October. Just to remind people, this is the Rana project in Norway. This is a brownfield. Outokumpu previously mined this area. We're looking for the next Outokumpu mine, and it's seen as a globally significant contributor of technology metals. So it's truly in itself a company changer. If we had continued to receive the good results that we received in the drill program in Q4.
And just finally, clearly, nickel, copper, cobalt, much in demand. Is the lay of the land, working in your favor as well on that front?
Our perceptions of the nickel market is a challenge at the moment. We have to remind our investors and potential investors that while nickel, is a cyclical low at the moment, our comparator next door, the Terra Firme operation, who are already mining this material, they're producing EBIT of 30-35% at the moment, and that demonstrates they're first quartile producers, and we hope to emulate that and generate free cash flow throughout the commodity cycle.
Well, let's see how that goes, and hopefully there'll be a re-rate for over the rest of the summer in Metals One. In the meantime, Jonathan Owen, CEO at Metals One, thank you very much indeed.
Thank you, Zach.
Thank you for listening. Remember to visit our website for more news and other podcasts at www.share-talk.com.